You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
What's up? Back up in your ass with the podcast Resurrection.
I'm back.
Kevin's back. I'm back. Ryan the Beard is not back. He's in Canada right now going to some shows.
I wonder if he'll get back. They're not going to let him back in America with that beard.
They're like, nope, you're a terrorist. Go back to your country, Al-Qaeda. Go back to your tree, man in tree.
With your freedom fries.
So yeah, we're back, and it's been a cool couple weeks. I played a bunch of music with my band, which is why we were out last week, because Kevin was also gone in Dallas doing some pretty rad stuff.
Yeah, it was just another week, man.
Yeah, no big deal. Did a couple of things.
No, sweet. Do you want the rundown?
I mean, yeah, you were gone for almost a week, right? 4 or 5 days?
Yeah, I was gone for 5 days down in Dallas, Texas for an event known as WrestleMania. Migs from the BJ and Migs Mornings show here on KISW, he took me as his producer. We went to
Sound Bitch.
Yeah, pretty much Sound Bitch. We went to Radio Row on Friday, and we got to interview a lot of wrestlers. We got to interview AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, The New Day, Sasha Banks, Bray Wyatt. It was very cool. We did that at 3 a.m., so we started doing interviews really, really early, and then we went to all the weekend's events. We went to fan festivals. We went to WWE media dinner events. We went to fucking wrestling shows. We went to all kinds of indie shows. We saw about 23 hours of professional wrestling throughout the weekend.
Wow. How was the actual WrestleMania?
Oh, man, it was insane. It was... Well, first off, the AT&T Stadium is insane. It is gorgeous. And I'm not a Dallas Cowboys fan, but Jerry Jones has created himself a f***ing beautiful arena. And, man, it's too bad his team sucks.
Yeah, I like that. Sneak that in there. Yeah, f*** you, Cowboys.
But it was awesome, man. There were 101,000 people there. It was sold out.
Jesus. And, 101 max capacity?
Yeah, 101,000 people.
That's crazy.
And it's more than a football game because we could actually get on the floor.
Right.
But it was a sight to be seen, man. They do it up huge. And it was cool because it was like wrestling town for a weekend. Like, there were so many people in town. And everyone I met wasn't from Dallas. They were all people like from the UK. I met people from Japan. I met people from California. I met people from the East Coast. Everyone flew in just for this huge, huge... It was like...
It's like going to a music fest.
Yeah, it's like Super Bowl for wrestling fans. And the event itself was fun. There were some letdowns, but, you know, I mean... I don't know. You just got to... You can't be too negative about it. You can't take it too seriously. It's all about fun and games. And at the end of the day, it's for the kids. You know, I understand. You know, kids like John Cena, so they're going to bring out John Cena. It's not for 30-year-old f***ing naysayers like me. So
some people would argue that.
It's, you know, I mean, we have things to cheer for and stuff. But
that's
in the
true.
End, you know, it's the kids that have to come back to it and get excited, you know. So, you know, it's like Hulk Hogan, you know. I probably wouldn't, if he was around these days and I was like a 30-year-old when Hulk Hogan during his heyday, I probably would have thought he was a f***ing jabroni. But
like, who's this f***ing guy?
But back in the day, I was a huge Hulkamaniac or Ultimate Warrior and whatnot. But
yeah, I hear you.
It was awesome, man. It was an incredible experience. You can head on over to the Migscast on KISW.com. You can listen to all of our interviews, and you can hear us geek out when Sasha Banks walks up to us.
Yeah, I can imagine. It's one of those.
I fell in love.
Oh my God,
it was amazing.
Yeah, that's
she touched my torso.
Wow, you never washed that torso again.
No, I wasn't anyways. So.
Yeah, good. Just keep up the streak.
Yeah,
yeah. I would like the analogy for you is like you're a heroin addict who just like dove headfirst into like a liquid pool of fucking dope,
and I came back. And so we had these VIP like media passes the entire weekend, so it made us feel all f***ing cool because we could go and do whatever.
We got the pass.
And then I came back and I was like, man,
life
time
sucks.
To go to my f***ing day job. This sucks. And I was like, man, I can see how people could get addicted to flying out to these things.
At least you came back to good weather.
Exactly, man. It's been f***ing beautiful the last few days. So you played a show last weekend for...
Yeah, I played with Shook Ones, but I didn't get to see because I had to come here.
What was the festival called?
It was called Bleak Outlook.
Yeah.
It's a festival Skiffington does, I guess, every year. I think he skipped last year. I'm not sure.
It's like a Tacoma-centric festival.
But it was like 3 different days at 3 different venues each day.
Cool.
So it was like early show, then like a middle show, and then like a late show. So it was pretty cool. It's cool to see. Nobody was there.
Really?
Yeah, nobody was there for our set.
Bummer.
I mean, there were some people, because Brian at the last minute goes, yeah, by the way, that show that you said you've been playing at 7:30 for the last 2 months, actually, it's at 5:30 now. It takes two things that's supposed to be super fun and just makes them super stressful, you know?
That's whack.
So, I don't know, it's good to do, though, because it's good to get the experience under my belt with a new band.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And it's fun. It is fun. It's just a lot of traveling for me. You know, it's like a 100-mile round trip to get down there and back up to the city. But it's fun, dude. Like, if the way I'm going to spend my day is playing a show with some really good friends and then coming back and hosting Metal Shop, like, if you ever catch me complaining about that, just kind of just bitch slap the shit out of me.
Okay, noted.
Cool. I give you permission.
Sweet. So yeah, Ryan is up in Canada for Modified Ghost Festival, and they have all kinds of incredible bands. I think Gorod was the real catch there. He had to go up and see Gorod, his homies. But other bands like Cattle Decapitation, Job for a Cowboy, Dillinger Escape Plan, Suffocation, and much like the festival you played in Tacoma, it is spread out through several venues. And Seattle band He Whose Ox Is Gored is actually playing tonight. Trip.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
It's like a weird South by Southwest or like a version of like The Fest where it's just at different spots in the city.
But they're all super heavy, super awesome, brutal bands. So it's very cool.
Ryan was reporting in and he went way out of his way, like on his own time, to set up a bunch of interviews with some really awesome bands. And I'm looking forward to seeing what he has for us next week. But he also said that he ran into a bit of a technical issue that we've all run into a couple times where...
Corrupt file.
Where you get, like, this awesome interview done, and then when you try and go listen to it, you're just like,
what do you mean, Ian? That's never happened to us.
Remember that entire Mayhem Fest show that we lost?
Yeah, like, that was all pretty those bad. Bands, the that one was pretty bad, because we didn't turn the microphone on.
Yeah, that was our fault. No, what it was is we had the microphone plugged into the wrong input.
Yeah,
on the
like
camera.
In the headphones or something.
Yeah. So we lost Body Count, that last Disturbed interview before they like broke up. I don't know. Who else do we have? Like
some really good ones.
There were some pretty Doesn't funny
matter.
Ones.
Doesn't matter.
I think Corey Taylor was on that one. Yeah. Good times.
Sorry, Jolene. I know you set all those up for us. But anyways.
RIP Mayhem Fest.
RIP. Yes, exactly. What's going to replace it this summer?
Warped Tour. No, I'm just kidding.
Are we going to Warped Tour and doing interviews?
I kind of want to go to Warped Tour this, like, completely separate note. I kind of do want to go this year.
Go mosh to Good Charlotte?
Yeah, dude. I want to break a kid's nose to Yellow Card.
Wow.
No, that's...
It's caught in a mosh. Good times. Well...
No, honestly, I don't know. There isn't any replacement this year, so it goes... I don't know. We'll see. Like, the rumor and what I hoped would be, like, not Fest.
Yeah.
But...
Not so much.
And it's kind of late. I mean, it's getting late.
Doesn't look like we're going to have like a big metal festival this summer, so we'll have to make the best of the ones like that hit the clubs.
If we are going to get it, it's going to be announced here probably in the next 30 days.
You know something I don't know?
No.
All right.
I'm just saying.
All right, then.
If it happens, it'll happen within that window.
What's happening soon?
Anthrax.
Iron Maiden.
Yes,
Monday. And Anthrax.
Iron Maiden's going to be awesome, dude. Have you seen any of the videos?
No, I haven't.
The stage setup looks epic.
Cool.
But it's weird because Bruce Dickinson, like, used to, when he was younger, you know, and had long hair and stuff, used to dress up in, like, leather and, like, vests and stuff.
Now he wears a beanie.
He just wears, like, a beanie and a hoodie with the hood up. He looks like a hip-hop artist or something. I don't know.
He's just chilling.
It's like, it's not Bruce Dickinson, it's just Method Man.
But they got a fucking epic stage setup, huh? What a surprise. Iron Maiden going all out, as always.
Yep, they had to buy a new plane.
He has so much energy for his age. Not even just for his age, for anyone. He has so much fucking energy.
Yeah, he's got more energy than I do.
He's crazy.
And he just beat cancer. So, good for him. All right, we haven't done a podcast for a few weeks, so let's cram in. Cram it!
How do you cram all that gram?
How do they get the cheese in a Cheese It?
I don't know.
Let's find out. Let's talk about some new music to start it off. Aborted, our favorite Belgian grindcore band who likes to talk endless amounts of shit to the crowd, which I love. They have a new song called Divine Impediment. Century Media is putting out their new record called Retro Gore. It doesn't say right here when it's coming out, but I'm sure it's coming out here in the spring. This is a little piece of that. Check it out. This is an abnormally long song for this band. Guys sound like one of the bands that tunes to like Drop Z super low. So new aborted right there.
The brown note.
Hello, tortured world. Are you ready for another serving of unbridled, unyielding death metal?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Speaking of heavy, Hatebreed is coming out with a new record. And whenever Hatebreed comes out with something new, we rejoice here on Metal Shop. They have a new record called The Concrete Confessional, due out May 13th on their new label, Nuclear Blast. So it's cool that they're moving on, moving forward, and putting out a record on a really sweet metal label. They have a new lyric video and a song that they posted this week called AD. It's apparently about voicing frustration about the loss of opportunities available to the average guy.
All right, Jamie. It sounded a little suicidal. So there you go. Did you say Jamie Justice sent this to you?
He tweeted it at me, bruh.
Well, that's cool. He was like, hey, Seattle guy, play my song.
And I said, can I play this? And he said, no. No, he did. He said it was cool. He was like, yeah, dude, just play for you and Ian, though. Nobody can hear it.
No. I still don't get what's going on with Baby Metal.
They are cute.
I knew you'd say that. They're making their...
I don't know how old they are, though, so I don't know if I'm supposed to say that.
That's a good point. They're going to be on TV coming up on the Stephen Colbert Show. It's their first U.S. television appearance ever.
Yes.
It's going to be of the song... Or I guess they just did last night. Gimme Chocolate.
Gimme Chocolate. Can we hear it?
Yeah.
They're playing in Showbox Soda.
But I'm pretty excited about it.
Wait, hold on. Start
I'm not sure what I'm about to see. But I'm pretty excited about it. Here to perform Gimme Chocolate, please welcome Baby Metal.
So it's three Asian kids or girls. I don't know if they're kids.
I think they're girls.
They are girls.
Well, they are girls.
Yes.
Wow. So it's a metal band actually playing, and they have the girls that are like choreographed dancing in the front. Are they actually singing? Or
yeah.
Is it just like lip syncing?
No, it's them singing.
Because it's not lining up.
Okay, well maybe they're lip syncing.
It's just the video.
Maybe it's the video. They rock.
I'm like mesmerized by this.
It's kind of incredible.
I think this is like a seriously like a ploy to hypnotize people.
This is the future. It's the future, brother. Yeah. They're playing at Showbox Soto, so I'll be there along with all the other creepy dudes.
We should get Metal Shop to present that.
And Metal Shop presents Baby Metal.
Just to be on it.
I'd be into it.
Trap Them hasn't been on my radar for a while, but they've got a new record coming out, I guess. They just, Decibel Magazine just named them most anticipated album of 2016.
Oh, snaps.
So that should be cool. Going to be working with Kurt Blue, obviously, of Converge and many other bands. So we'll be seeing what's up with that new Trap Them.
We talked a little bit about Stealing Axians, calling it a day, quitting, you know.
Quitting.
Taking their seven string guitars and calling it a day. But apparently they've posted on Facebook about the band's future and releasing new material. Phil Wilmarth has issued this statement. He said, "Okay, guys, I'll be 100% honest. Not being in a group isn't as glamorous as we anticipated."
No, it sucks.
Wait. They anticipated it to be glamorous?
Yeah.
Okay, for me, personally, I feel like I have lost a part of my identity. I can't promise anything long-term, but I will tell you this. We are getting back together. We are getting together soon to discuss us a future, and particularly the music that we recorded, we are sitting on among the others already written. Nothing is guaranteed, but I know we want to release this EP. We'll keep everyone updated. Thanks for not giving up on us. Their last release was in 2014 called Aeons, and it was self-released.
It was good, too.
So hopefully we'll see more stuff from Stealing Axion.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. Death Angel has a new record coming out, and I like what I'm hearing from it so far. The record's called The Evil Divide, May 27th, Nuclear Blast. This one's called Cause for Alarm. Check it out. Like Death Angel, man. I thought they were super underrated thrash bands.
They are awesome, dude.
And they kill it live. I almost got kicked out of El Corazon once for stage diving too much.
Man, you're just a dick.
Yeah, that's when it was like, they were like, you should be glad you're friends with security.
Yep.
Yeah.
So Jim Brewer is that guy that always looks super baked. He was in Half Baked, and he's a comedian. He was a host on a Sirius FM comedy show, and as of recently, he has been talking a lot about metal. Listen to him on the Jimmy Josta podcast, and he's releasing an album with a band called Jim Brewer and the Loud and Rowdy, with a album called Songs from the Garage. I believe it's on Metal Blade. Yeah, it's on Metal Blade, coming out May 27th, and it includes guest spots from Brian Johnson from AC/DC, and producer guitarist Rob Caggiano from Anthrax and Volbeat. It is a 11-song album. And we'll hear a little bit of it right now.
It's like half him telling jokes and stories and then half singing. It's weird, but it's cool. Check it out.
Alright, so I got this one phrase, a maniac. Right. A girl with a love for death. He's got no job. His wife left him to be with his boss. It's funny though, he busts his job. He's got nothing to do all day, so he starts drinking at like 2 o'clock. He's one of those guys, right?
Right.
Blasting Slayer, pissing off all his neighbors, you know? So he calls me, I was like, dude, we gotta hang out. Fine, we're all gonna meet at my house, me and the buddies. You ready for this? He stumbles out of a taxi. He's wearing shorts and a Hawaiian shirt. Dude, it's 30 degrees out. He's got Roman candles. Who shows up with Roman candles? Six pack, and he goes, I got bail money. He's out of control. He's got a heart of gold, I swear. Now he's out on the prowl. So look out. He's gonna be a dick tonight.
Nice.
Give me stuck in my head, dude.
Dick tonight.
I want to see this live.
Gonna be a dick tonight.
May 27th on Metal Blade Records. I'll be getting that. It's going to be cool. I love Jim Brewer, man. I always have loved Jim Brewer. One of my favorites. Goat Boy.
Ah, yeah. Gotta love me some Goat Boy. Wait, what? That sounded weird.
Speaking of which, There's a new band that I just put this on the list because it. You need to be aware of this band. It strikes me as Ryan the Beard would probably be like, oh yeah, I love that band.
Dude, I have like all their albums in a t-shirt.
Come on, where have you been? There's a band from Finland called Beast.
What was that?
Beast.
Ah, yes.
They got a new record called Groovy Massacre on Pathologically Explicit Recordings. The song is called Analconda.
Analconda.
Here's some Beast. The music video, they're like walking into their practice space. There's like a little old lady sweeping the floor. Get out of here, lady.
Beast.
All right, they're all walking in. Here we go.
Heavy.
We should steal that and use it as a bed. So if you haven't picked up Groovy Massacre by Beast, you should probably go get that.
Beast!
Cool. Anyway, now you're aware we've done our good deed for the week.
So are you a fan of playthrough videos?
Yeah, actually I am, but only when it's by like the band.
Okay. So do you watch them to kind of try and get an idea of like how to play it, or do you just like watching them do their thing?
The only ones I've ever really actually looked up intentionally and was actually recently is the old, like there's a series of old In Flames guitar playthroughs that it's both of the original guitar players, and they just sit there and they do like a couple riffs at a time. They don't ever do like the whole song. I also have recently seen that Darkest Hour has been putting up guitar playthroughs of their entire records.
Oh, wow.
So it's like 43 minutes of you sitting with like the guitar player of Darkest Hour and him playing the record like right in front of you. I think it's kind of cool. I don't know. It's kind of an homage to all of the people that listen to their bands that want to be like them or like that sound or whatever.
Definitely.
I learned how to play guitar by playing other people's songs. So
what were the songs? What bands?
Oh,
you learn on
Baby Metal, Quiet Riot. No,
yeah,
I don't know.
Sick.
Everything all over the place. Metallica, from Metallica to like Thrice to I don't know, Slayer to Anthrax.
I figured it would have been something easy like Green Day or something.
There was, I mean, started with like, yeah, Green Day, MXPX, but I also like, I found Green Day and MXPX at the same time that I got into Ride the Lightning.
Nice.
So it was a little bit of both, you know, but. I think the reason you're asking me is because Killswitch Engage just did.
Yeah, they have a Strength of the Mind playthrough for their new album, Incarnate. It's actually debuted number 6 on the Billboard 200. So Killswitch killing it.
Hi, folks. My name's Adam.
And they're funny
guys.
I'm
Joel. We're in a band called Killswitch Engage.
And we're going to play for you one of our new songs called Strength of the Mind.
Hope you don't mind it.
I just want to see it. It's obviously bad radio because you can't see it, but I'm watching it right now. Anyway, yeah, it's cool, and it switches back and forth between like who's playing what part, and it actually makes it look super easy.
It's like, easy for those guys.
I can do it. I can do that. One band that I don't think would ever do a guitar playthrough video is a band called Gore Guts.
Nope.
And if you did, it'd be weird because their new record is like, I don't know, it's only 3 songs. It's 3 passages, and they're all very long, and they're all very doomy. So, yeah, Luke LeMay has got a new Gore Guts record coming out here soon. It's going to be called Pleiades Dust EP.
Interesting.
Yeah, it just sounds super doomy and slow. So check out the new Gore Guts. We also have a tour announcement this week. Hooray!
Yeah.
Only one, aside from the Kiss tour that was announced that isn't even coming to Seattle. Plus, we'll be talking about Gene Simmons
and our
love for Gene later on in the podcast.
Omnium Gatherum is going to be playing with Sonata Arctica and Leaves Eyes November 29th at Seattle, Washington. It's going to be very melodic and very fun. So Omnium Gatherum is an awesome melodic death metal band. And of course, Sonata Arctica is that cheesy power metal that we all know and love.
It feels weird to like be announcing shows that are almost at the end of 2016 already.
That's how power metal bands always book shows like next year.
Well, bands like this have to do that because they have to like get a visa in order and everything. So I get it. Did you see that? We talked about that last Behemoth video that they shot and released. That was just like super fucking creepy. Like,
they're always creepy, man.
The girl walking around with big eyes. It's like a major motion picture. Like, it's weird. Can you grab the link to this actually and put it up on the Metal Shop page right now while we're thinking about it right here?
Sure.
Just post it up so people can see it, because it just came out this week. I'll just skip ahead here. Oh yeah, this is weird, man. Super weird. It's like a traveler going through the desert being like captured by magical beings, and now they're all dancing around a big bonfire. So yeah, it's very Behemoth, it's very weird, it's very artsy. So good for them. Check that out.
I posted. Got it.
Dark Angel. If you don't know that band, old school death metal band featuring Gene Hoglan, now famous for being in so many bands. They got a 35th anniversary coming up, and they're going to be doing it in Vancouver.
That's sick.
That's cool. We should go to that. Tickets go on sale. It went on sale yesterday. It's going to be October 8th. In Vancouver, they're going to be playing Darkness Descends in its entirety.
Nice. It was 40 years ago this week that Sad Wings of Destiny by Judas Priest was released. In 1976, they released it. And, you know, as it says in this article I'm reading on crypticrock.com, it was saying how the heavy metal scene was being taken over by punk rock. So they released, Judas Priest released Sad Wings of Destiny, and it, you know, it didn't receive... apparently the recognition it deserved like right from the start, but looking back, it is a classic and we want to pay tribute to that. So
yeah, they were just on their way to like becoming that powerhouse of metal that we know. That was only their second record. Damn, 40 years ago, man. It's going back to the protozoic era of metal almost. Speaking of which, the new Metallica album is almost done, they say, which I think they've been saying for like a year at least. The last record was
pretty much
Death Magnetic in 2008. He says it may come out any century now, actually. He says where there's life, there's hope. That's Mr. Lars Ulrich. I'd say it's mostly all done. There are all these other responsibilities that have to be taken care of. Okay. Life in Metallica these days is not only about making a record, it's about these things. And we played a show at AT&T Park, and he does this, I do this. We all have these sorts of different things that we turn to, but the record gets worked on where there's absolutely nothing else going on. I don't even know. Did that even make any sense?
So it's their last priority.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, where there's life, there's hope.
we got other to do, guys.
The record gets worked on where there's absolutely nothing else to do. Quote, direct quote from Lars Ulrich.
That's awesome.
That's what they should have titled the
record. When I ain't got
article.
My TV shows to watch, we're like, yeah, I guess we'll do a record.
Yeah.
Speaking of fossils, Gene Simmons gets called out by NWA during Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction speech, which is awesome.
Gene, you old bitch.
So during NWA's induction to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2016, MC Ren addressed Gene Simmons' comments. Because Gene Simmons in an interview said he was looking forward to the death of rap. Ren said, I want to say to Mr. Gene Simmons that hip hop is here forever. We're supposed to be here.
Hell yeah.
The question is, are we rock and roll? Ice Cube asked the crowd. And I say, you goddamn right we rock and roll. Rock and roll is not an instrument. It's not even a style of music. It's a spirit that's been going on since the blues, jazz, bebop, soul, rock and roll, R&B, heavy metal, punk rock, and yes, hip hop. Rock and roll is not conforming to the people who came before you, but creating your own path in music and life. That is rock and roll, and that is us.
Yeah, so the direct quote from Gene during the 40th anniversary of Destroyer, that he was doing a circuit of press. He says, rap will die. Next year, 10 years from now, at some point, and then something else will come along, and all that is good and healthy. I'm looking forward to the death of rap. I'm looking forward to music coming back to lyrics and melody instead of just talking. A song, as far as I'm concerned, is by definition lyric and melody, or just melody.
Or wearing makeup.
You haven't done anything relevant in almost 30 years.
Kiss is a gimmick.
Somebody's listening to this going, man, fuck you, Kiss
is
awesome.
Cool. Kiss is cool, but fucking Gene Simmons sucks.
I think the analogy you made recently was spot on. He's like someone's drunk, cranky grandpa that you're just like, okay, grandpa, go back and sit in your chair.
It's like when grandpa says some racist shit, you're like, shut the fuck up, grandpa.
No more juice boxes for you, you old coot.
Gene Simmons, like, you're really, really pressing these Kiss fans to, like, care about you anymore.
Yeah, just stop. Like,
just
what?
Fucking shut up.
Are you trying to be relevant, or are you just being a fucking ass? Or both? And because you're failing at all of it, whatever it is. So I'm trying to pull this article up. Here it is. Castle's down in Vegas right now to go see the Guns N' Roses had their official... first official reunion show that wasn't the secret show at the Troubadour in L.A.
Yeah, it's a big stadium.
So it's been cool to see the videos and stuff coming out of there. Looks like it sounds like they never even skipped a beat from what I've seen. But I wanted to bring this up because this is like some real life Harold and Kumar
Great Rock City.
Yeah.
Harold and Kumar mixed with drugs.
That's weird because this is like an Indian guy and some white guy.
The Indian guy looks... scared as
eyes are so close together, it's terrifying. So two Guns N' Roses fans on their way to see the band perform in Vegas face drug charges after being busted with meth, marijuana, prescription pills, and LSD.
These guys are about to have a good time.
So a sheriff's deputy spotted their vehicle in Minnesota just before 2 a.m. when the deputy approached the vehicle, it smelled like marijuana, authorities say. Inside were two men who said they were on their way to Nevada from Wisconsin, got bopped in Minnesota. I feel like we keep having this conversation, especially with Walter from Rotting Out having to deal with the exact same thing.
Damn.
The deputy conducted a search through the vehicle and found a small amount of meth, 20 grams of marijuana, at least 50 prescription pills, and some LSD. Both these guys, 24 years old, each faces a felony drug charge. Stop driving drugs through the Midwest. Ain't gonna work, dude. Never gonna work for you.
Damn.
And apparently they didn't get to see Guns N' Roses. I'm sure they have like some fucking GoFundMe or something.
Speaking of people on drugs, Nicolas Cage and Vince Neil got in a fight in Las Vegas. Apparently Nicolas Cage is like the most popular dude in Vegas. Everyone loves him there. Vince Neil, he fucking has his own like hotel there and stuff. So has his own bar and
a battle
grill.
Of like the old whack-ass egos.
But the thing is they were hanging out and someone went to go get like a picture with Nicolas Cage and bug him, and Vince Neil was like, "F that," and he grabbed this woman's hair and like drugged her to the ground.
What?
And so Nicolas Cage started beating up Vince Neil and telling him to stop and calm down and like cut that off, and they ended up like, you know, like broing down and like hugging and like calling it okay or whatever.
Crew.
But and Vince Neil was drunk and he just decided to attack a woman, and so Nicolas Cage beats him up. It's on TMZ. You can
check it out. Back in 2011, he served 10 days of a 15-day DUI sentence in connection with a June 2010 incident where he was speeding and weaving between lanes. He also smashed his car into another vehicle back in the 80s, killing the drummer of Hanoi Rocks, in case you forgot about that incident back in the 80s when Motley Crue was like on the top of the world.
Good dude.
Yeah, so he has been charged with vehicular manslaught in the past. Gave him $2.6 million in restitution.
Dude, Vince Neil sucks.
Let's see, is there any good audio on this?
Stop this shit now!
Dude, Vince Neil is hammered. Wow, and so is Nick Cage. They're both hammered. And you can see Vince Neil just like stumbling around. And Nick Cage like grabs him by the face and it's like, stop,
you're an idiot. Dumbass.
So good job, Vince Neil. And thanks for saving the day there, guy. So I wanted to play the audio from this new Kvelder Tak song, but I don't like it.
Really?
I don't like it.
Can we hear a few seconds of it?
Yeah, so I mean the video is really awesome and it's super epic. So let me just skip in here. It's like this whole night. I mean, you can tell it's them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, just from my initial...
Wow.
I mean, the song is called 1985.
Yeah, it sounds very throwback, but with like kind of a black metal feel to it.
Yeah, it's like very... They're just embracing like their rock side.
It's like Thin Lizzy mixed with black metal.
Yeah. So... Yeah, I don't know.
Kind of reminds me of the band F***ed Up, too.
Yeah, kind of. I don't know. It's like I'm going to have to give it a couple of chances, I guess.
You'll end up loving it and getting addicted to it. Maybe. Next week, you're going to be like, it's my new favorite album.
Here's the thing, though. Like, I'm going to skip in. It's 6 minutes of the same riff the whole time.
Yeah.
I just skipped in, like, four times. So, yeah, I'm good on that, really.
Well, we got another Hell Yeah record. It's called Undeniable with an exclamation mark as an I. And it's coming out in June.
Stop it, guys.
It's going to be coming out with their fifth album via 11-7 Music.
Really? Number five already?
Yeah.
I thought they were on like number three or four.
So, yeah, they have a new single out. I don't really want to play it. It's new Hell Yeah music.
Oh, we're playing it. Where is it?
We're playing it.
Where is it?
I don't think it's on here. We're not playing.
Okay, we're not going to play it.
No.
Oh, they're... See, here's how in touch with this band we are. They gave their first taste of Undeniable 6 weeks ago with their single Human.
Didn't even know.
One thing I did notice, and like...
Your beer is f***ing blown up, dude. I just noticed that. I didn't even see it. I could hear it.
You can hear it. I follow Vinnie Paul. This one's for you, Vinnie. I follow Vinnie Paul on Instagram.
Uh-oh.
And remember when we did that interview with him and we couldn't put the video up because his Just for Men beard dye was dripping down his chin and down his neck?
Of course.
And it was one of those like, man, we shouldn't do this out of respect. So I went to his Instagram page. His fucking beard, his like tiger beard like that, is literally painted on.
Really?
Go look at it. Go. It's like he's like taking selfies. And I'm just like, if he doesn't give a f***, we should have just put that thing up. Should have just put that thing up a long time ago because it's at the point where it's like, dude, you're not even trying to hide it anymore. It's bad. It's like when you see a girl that has like some f***ing jacked up ass eyebrows or something and you just like can't look away from it. You're just like, you know, one of those things you don't notice until it's so f***ed.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it looks pretty cheesy.
Sorry, Vinny. It's
hey,
bad.
What's up?
So, yeah, I'm sorry. Added him to the list of people that's probably going to kick my ass if we ever see him again. Because you'd know he's totally listening to this podcast right now.
Tiger beard.
Rammstein is suing Germany.
Yes. What's that about?
So, apparently, Germany has, like, a list of, like, banned music? Which I think is weird knowing Germany's history. With anything like that?
Yeah, very strange.
So what Germany, quote, indexed their 2009 record, There's Enough Love for Everyone. Basically, there's like a department in Germany that's tasked with identifying all types of media, video games, movies, music, websites, anything that's considered to be harmful to young people, and placing it on a list known as the, quote, index. saying that distributors of that medium are then no longer permitted to sell, rent out, present it in public, or broadcast it. Advertising is also forbidden, with violations punishable under German law. So they made the list 7 years ago when one of the songs, which in English translates to I'll Hurt You, as well as a picture in their album showing a seated man about to hit a naked woman, that it promoted unsafe sex and portrayed sexuality and power in a sadomasochistic manner. So Germany, they're suing Germany. They say their claim is that they had to destroy or store nearly 85,000 copies of the album. And now they're trying to recover the damages of 66,000 euros, or about $75,000. So Rammstein's taking their case to court in the summertime.
Jesus.
It's just crazy, dude. Like, you have to sue the country. Also, why is Germany, like, isn't Germany the place where, like, the most fucking weird shit comes out of? Is that why? Because the argument is that, like, so much weird shit comes out of Japan because they're, like, so repressed. And so they snap back in super weird ways. Is that why Germany is so fucking weird?
I guess so. Rammstein not having it with the fucking German government.
I think I just had a mental breakthrough. Like, I get Germany now. I get it. I kind of understand more.
So I was scrolling through Vinnie Paul's Instagram there.
Oh, you were looking at it just now?
It sucks. His Instagram sucks.
Yeah.
And everything...
It's bad. It's rough.
Everything he puts a caption for ends with, shots tonight before the Volbeat show. Hell yeah! Everything has a hell yeah all in capital letters at the end. So.
Hell yeah!
Here's a picture of my babe. Hell yeah!
Wow.
Blackhawks. Hell yeah!
Wow.
Hockey.
Hell yeah! Sports.
Hell yeah!
Alright, Iron Maiden drummer Nico McBrain says that Bruce Dickinson beating cancer helped him get sober.
Nice.
Apparently he'd just been drinking a whole lot. Probably drinking that good stuff too, that Iron Maiden stuff. He said that once he saw Bruce beat cancer, it made him, quote, realize how stupid I was being. He said when he, Bruce, got the all clear, he looked at him and said, here's my mate. He's been through hell, beaten cancer, and none of it was his fault. And there I was, putting myself through hell too, except I was doing it to myself with drink. So I knew I had to stop. I took a lot of inspiration from Bruce and made me realize how stupid I was being.
Being a dumbass.
He says he saw some footage of an old interview he did when he was inebriated. I'd probably been drinking for about 4 days straight. My eyes were red and bloodshot. I was slurring words and not making any sense. I don't remember doing the interview at all. I realize that's not a good situation to be in, so I haven't had a drink in a while now. I'm not saying I'll never have another, but something had to change.
Nico McBrain finally using his McBrain.
McBrain.
Rob Halford says that new Judas Priest album will arrive in early 2017. He did an interview on a certain radio show I will not mention, and he said that it's going to be coming out in 2017.
New Priest coming out. We've been absent from podcasting for the last few weeks, but we talked a little bit out on air last week about how AC/DC kind of gave Brian Johnson the boot because Brian Johnson's doctor basically told him, hey, you need to stop doing this live or you're going to go deaf.
You're going to be deaf, brother.
And Brian Johnson was like, I don't give a shit. Like, I want to keep going. And AC/DC was just like, nope, you're done. So Anthrax, Scott Ian just recently did an interview saying that AC/DC should, quote, just stop if Brian Johnson is unable to continue singing for the band. And of course, about a week and a half ago, we saw some photos arise of Axl Rose leaving the same recording studio with AC/DC, saying that they might be rehearsing together, which may or may not be the case, as maybe he was just getting ready to go out on this Guns N' Roses tour. Who knows? So he says that without Brian at this point, I think they should just stop. Why? Why? You're AC/DC. I don't think they need the money. It would be pretty hard to imagine they are still out there working because they need money. But who am I to say? It's just my opinion. But I wish, if Brian is done, then I wish the band would stop. And didn't they just, didn't one of the Young Brothers just have to quit because he had a f***ing mental breakdown? So they're like losing their people all over the place. Just sad to see.
Sad to see. Sad but true. Now on Metal Shop, it's time to kind of bring things to a more artistic and I don't know, insane level in a way, but also just emotionally high point of the show. Right now on Brutal Poetry Too Hot for Radio, Ian will be reciting lyrics from a passage by a band called Goratory off the album Orgasm-Induced Diarrhea, a classic from 2002 in the brutal death metal genre. The song is called Golden Shower Gladiators. Ian, take it away.
Can't even get going. It started out as a romantic evening with my 300-pound Aunt Phyllis. We had a bucket of ice and the finest champagne. On this fat bitch's body, my fluids are soon to rain. The thought of running water turned me into a madman as I pulled down my pants and f***ed on her face. She sat there quite clueless, eating her steak. Psychotic impulses out through my dick. A full bladder has once again drove me to insanity. It dripped down her neck to her jiggly fat dick. The fat bitch is lucky. I don't have
Goratory here on Brutal Poetry Too Hot for Radio.
Sorry, Aunt Phyllis.
You're going to hell. Right now, we're going to play our interview with a few songs from Devils of Luden. Awesome new music here on Metal Shop. So let's end with some awesome local music. Keep in mind that the Metal Shop local episode is coming up on the 23rd. So listen up for that. And thank you for listening to Brutal Poetry. Thank you for listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Yeah.
You're going to f***ing hell, Ian.
I hope so. See you there.
I'm going to heaven.
What's up, Metal Shop here with the Devils of Luden in the Metal Shop studios. Welcome back, gentlemen.
How's it going?
What's up?
Excellent. Thank you for coming back in.
Thank you for having us.
Congratulations on the new EP, Enduring Creation.
Thank you.
Just came out this Friday. Before we get started, let's just go around the room. Say your name and what you do for the record.
I'm Billy. I play drums.
I am LJ and I play bass.
Scott and I play guitar.
And the rest of your dudes are Vance is up in Canada where Ryan the Beard is, our intern or whatever you want to call him, at the what's the name of the fest?
Modified Ghost,
up in Vancouver.
Yeah.
And then your other dudes are throwing a party listening right now.
That's right.
They're like, all right, we're the celebs of the band. You guys gotta go do the press work.
That's definitely it right there.
Well, we're glad you're
here. You guys are the workhorses. Right on. Well, your new EP, Enduring Creation, it was released yesterday on Friday. How long did it take for you guys to get this EP from like concept to creation and now the like physical form in our hands right now
that I'm looking at right now?
Probably too long, but I think we started pretty much working on it right when we got back from touring from our first EP last year. So July 2015.
So about a year then, almost.
Almost a year, yeah.
That's actually not that bad. Some bands take like 4 years to put out a record and you're just like, hey, wrap it up, B.
It's true. But we kind of have the benefit of us three here right now all know a little bit about recording, and so we did it all ourselves, and it started with Billy recording drums at Studio 7 was the first thing we did, and that was in the middle of summer.
Nice and hot in Studio 7. Yeah,
I know,
right?
That's
great. Be like, all right, man, enjoy your 12 hours of tracking, see ya.
Pretty much he did it all himself.
Nice,
well done, man. You're still alive.
Yeah, it sounds good, dude.
LJ, how long have you been in Devils of Luden now?
Since September. I can't count months backwards.
That's not very long. It's just a couple months, right?
Nah, he's a newbie. Yeah, it's a good.
What do you guys think of LJ?
Is he
up to snuff? Is he cutting it?
He's okay.
You're like, oh yeah.
They're also really good liars.
Yeah, that's
I was gonna say
too.
Either that or he's got you like under mind control and he's gonna beat the crap out of you later.
Nah, LJ's been busting ass. He's been good. The shows have been awesome. He knows how to rock out and he goes way crazy on stage and he's rocking a fretless bass now.
We do know he's a maniac.
He is a maniac, absolutely.
LJ, do you still have the entire body torso dragon tattoo?
Do we have to bring this up every time?
Are we gonna talk about that?
Yeah, crap. We gotta bring it up every time.
So, no comment.
Tell us the story again about how you got this tattoo when you were
17.
And you did it yourself?
I did, yes. So I got a job and I was like, you know what? I want a tattoo. And then I found out how expensive they are. So I was like, well, I'll just buy a tattoo kit on eBay and do it myself.
God.
Every tattoo artist is just going, oh.
Miami ink was pretty hot back then.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. There you
go. And so you made this huge dragon tattoo. It looks super bootleg.
And it was super stone cold
Not sober.
Sober. So, yeah, I can imagine. Did you do it to yourself?
Yes, I did.
Wow. Impressive.
And
did that hurt more or less?
You kind of had to live that down, so now you're getting it covered up?
Yes, I'm getting it covered up by a really great tattoo artist. His name is Mitch Horn in Federal Way.
With a bigger dragon?
Hopefully. So I kind of realized that there's literally nothing you can cover it up with that's, that could be like, you know, covering your body and still be badass like that. So I just got a bunch of gross like broken bones and like maggots and stuff crawling over it.
Wow. Metal stuff.
Yeah, you know.
That sounds awesome. Very metal. Well, I'm glad to see that you guys are still at it. Let's play a song off of the new EP, Enduring Creation. Let's play Cast the Stone, come back and talk about how you guys made the video for it. Here's Cast the Stone by Devils of Ludin on Metal Shop. We'll be right back.
It's Metal Shop here on 99.9 KISW. This is the Devils of Luden in studio hanging out with us. We just played Cast of Stone. Of course, there's the signature, like, Devils of Luden melody throughout these songs on this EP, but we can't help but notice there's a little bit more of a brutal kind of death metal tinge to it. Is this something you guys were, like, aiming for, or did it just come out that way?
I think selecting these songs for the EP, we did pick out the heavier ones. We wanted this EP to be a little faster and a little more serious and darker than our last one. Vance's vocals definitely kind of put that emphasis down when we tracked him.
Yeah, it's gnarly.
It's pretty gnarly, yeah. Hearing him do that. We actually recorded upstairs in my house, and
did neighbors get into it, too? Or?
Oh, man, I doubt it. But
yeah, as long as the cops don't show up.
Exactly.
So the video for this song was cool. I've never seen anything like this. So you guys shot this over the course of six different shows that you guys did live, right?
Yeah, roughly.
And at each one of the shows, you guys had a GoPro strapped to either like their mic stand or your drum set or your guitar.
Right. We only had one GoPro, so to make it work, right. We pretty much had to pick someone each show and be like, all right, this is your time to shine. Play it right.
Yeah,
and,
don't mess it up. Yeah, exactly.
Strap it on.
Yeah, strap that baby on. You know, there's always one guy in the band, like, who would have been most likely to break it?
Ah, that's probably me.
Probably
yeah.
Billy.
Yeah, probably, yeah. I totally figured I might just, like, hit it with a drumstick or something.
Yeah,
or,
it'd be good footage, though. Just watch the thing get taken out.
But it turned out awesome. And
thank you.
Let's make that go viral.
Damn.
All right,
hell
cool.
Yeah.
So
we do it.
Was that just like a necessity of like, we don't have five GoPros?
Pretty much. I mean, it would have been cool to do it all in one show, but I think actually it worked for the better because having six different shows, you kind of have different lighting, different venues, different crowds. And in the end, it just looked really cool, I think.
Now, obviously, you guys are going to be supporting the new EP, Enduring Creation. Tell us about the tour you guys are going to be going on here in the next few weeks. And do you guys have a tour kickoff show that we should direct people towards?
We're going to have a homecoming show from
okay.
The tour.
Right on.
So, and that's actually on the 29th at the Kraken.
Yep. The 29th of April?
Yes.
Okay.
This month, yeah.
But before you head out on tour, you're going to be playing Olympia. Is that correct?
That's right.
What can we expect from this new, revamped, revised, just like ready to tour machine, Devils of Luden? What can we expect?
Lots of profanity.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So keep the kids at home. Gotcha. Yeah.
We're the tightest we've ever been. This is the best lineup the band's ever had. I mean, Billy is a solid drummer, LJ slaying the bass. You know, we're going to play some new songs. We're probably play the whole EP, play a few songs off the old EP, and a few that aren't on any recording yet.
Ooh.
So you gotta get lucky, man. You gotta run into the right people. You gotta be at the right venues, play with the right bands.
We're hoping so.
You never know what could happen, man. That's awesome.
That's true. Four shows in California. We're doing Oregon, doing Idaho, Utah.
Nothing happens in Idaho.
I know, right? But it should be fun.
It's good to get signed in Idaho.
Yeah, it's good.
Montana. We're playing Montana.
Okay. Yeah. Dude, I've ran into some weird white power cats out in that area. Be careful out there. It's weird. Billy, you might fit in. They'd be like, hey, yeah. What's up, brother?
Yikes.
I played in Montana before. It was pretty tame.
Okay. Well, I hope you guys have good luck out on the road, and it's good to see a band from the Northwest spreading the disease, so to speak, through the rest of the country. Let's play another song here. Do you guys want to do Thrown to the Void or Until the Night Ends?
Let's do Thrown to the Void.
Cool. Here's Thrown to the Void by the Devils of Luden here on Metal Shop. We'll be right back.
Start again. The world covers up my.